This feature has been brought to you by Slot Foundation, which needs your support to continue projects like these. Information on this recording and access to other recordings is available online at slot.org.
At 6 o'clock we went, and I saw this hunter walking like this, like a dancer. I stopped and filmed him. And then he was making me like this, so I stopped and I filmed like this. And then these trees, suddenly they begin to move. And it was the deer, in fact. And at that moment, I remembered an Israeli author called Appelfeld, who when he was 8 and a half, he had to stay 2 years in the forest to escape the German Nazi. So I remember this book, only that when I saw the deer, I mean, when I saw the branches of the trees becoming a deer. And then the third day, I said to my assistant, we film all the miradors. And I have a peculiar way of filming. I take the camera and I do like this. Drawings. I write words. I do like this. I walk. It is very badly filmed. And so I had like 5 hours of filming those different miradors. It took me 2 or 3 months to decide how I could somehow. Of course, when I saw the mirador for hunting, I immediately thought about concentration camps. And then after 2 or 3 months, I said, why should I choose this or that capture? It had no meaning whatsoever. Then suddenly I decided, I take the 5 hours and I put them in 5 minutes. And I don't cut out anything of the experience. And that is the result of what you see. And then suddenly, these miradors sweeping the wall, and so that is why I took the title, I hear trains forever. Because each time I see something, you know, immediately, it reminds me of World War II. So, and then after, my assistant had shot the deer, and I
shot,
took her.
Not killed.
No, I had shot, not killed. I took her because I knew she is from a hunter family, and I knew that in case that happens, she will be able to hold the camera. And I had told her, if that happens, you must film till the end. And thanks to the image, it is at the same time death, but at the same time it's Eros and Thanatos, because it is a loop and the boar is standing up again. And when it is on the floor, we don't know if it is pleasure or death.
Looks like so. Death to me, though, but
yes,
with a shot.
No, but for me.
But yes, I agree. Then gets up again.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. We have to.
And maybe, can you explain to people here the historical reference here? I had a discussion with a friend who knows very well about these, but not many people know. Yeah. And in the case of this, fact that there was a concentration camp and extermination camp in France.
So I want first to explain how this film came about.
Yeah, so that's Sightseeing 2002.
Yes, Sightseeing is the, which is a rah! As a title, it is terrible, you know, it is, okay, you want it, but I don't say it is sightseeing. But what is beyond sightseeing is all my emotion. In fact, one day, I was in my studio and I was tired and I switched on the TV. And it was a local TV, Parisian local TV. And they said, the king of klezmer is in Paris. And it was David Krakauer, an American clarinet player. And till that day, for me, klezmer was the music not to listen to. Just like Yiddish, it was a slave, the language of the slaves, and for a European, I wanted to be completely integrated, and I was French, and the French Revolution, and finished. But when I saw that, something happened. And the next day, I went and I bought a clarinet. But I thought the clarinet, it was in 3 months, I will be able to play like David Krakauer. Anyhow, I have a lot of will, and so I began to play and play and play clarinet 4 hours a day and this, that. And of course, I had to take a teacher, you know, and my teacher, of course, he was Israelian, he was Jewish, he was, and we began to speak and speak and speak, and I began to dive into this Jewishness, which I didn't care at all before. And one day, I decided I want to go and film Auschwitz. And so I spoke and spoke, and someone told me, but do you know about this concentration camp, extermination camp, Natzweiler-Struthof? I said, no. He said, it's in France. And suddenly I saw that it is much more important being French to say that also in French, because the bad is not German, the bad is human, from France, from America, from everywhere. And so I went, and I decided it should snow, it should be very cold, it should rain, the worst. So every day I was looking at the weather forecast on TV, and the day where they announced that it was the most terrible day down there, I took the train, and my clarinet teacher had, I want to come with you. I said, okay, he came. And when I arrived, I rented a car. And in France, when there is a man and the woman, even if she is renting the car and she is paying, the man will take the key and drive. I looked at him and I love to drive. But I don't know why that day I say, oh. And I sat at the place of the death, we say in France, you know. It's where the people died, next to the driver. And then after the while, but then we were going to Natzweiler, to the Struthof. So I can tell you that inside we are like this one. Then I said, please stop. And I went in the back of the car, and there was heat in the car, and I was going to do like this to film, and then I stopped, and I began to film. But I want to say, and when I arrived, we stopped the car, I am inside the car, and I filmed the entrance of the concentration camp. I explain all this because it's very important. If this piece in Europe, I don't know here how people relate, but in Europe, if this piece had had such a success, it was possible because at the moment I did it, I had absolutely no ego. I even renounced my feminism. Only to do the piece, and that is important. I think that the piece somehow, when the piece there, at the moment the artist is doing the piece, there is no ego. It is. Now, historically, this is it's not a huge camp like Auschwitz, but it's a concentration camp, you know. You see, now it's tourism, so you see an arrow, gas camera, and so forth. So anyhow, I don't want to discuss very much how many people were killed, this, that, because it is not the point. The point is my emotion going to this place. And I stop few meters before the entrance because on the other side of the entrance, it is not my story. My story is from down, it is up the hill. It is from down to the entrance. And I stop, and when the trees are going like this, you can imagine inside me, everything is going here and there, you know. And for the rest, you Google, and you find all the story.
Mm. Yeah, you can even take a virtual tour.
Yes.
Of the camp.
Yes.
Today. But indeed, that's not what you're doing. And you don't
no, it is
that.
Not my story. I am not a reporter of... those are the Americans. And I can never speak about what happened and how it was. I don't... It is not my story. As an artist, I am speaking about my emotions faced to problems. Problems of my generation, European problems. There are 38 million dead. Here, for example, in Sighting, I am sorry to go back to Sighting. Mm-hmm. For me, it is Caspar Friedrich. Mm-hmm. In front, behind the beauty, horror. Mm-hmm. And it is everywhere. Always, I have this always this feeling in my work. Like there, with the Mirador, it is Eisenstein. Mm-hmm. Really, it is the same feeling of the staircases and it's there is a sense of a kind of despair. Or a kind of, like you explain to children, grim stories. And then you said, now we are going to switch off the light and you must go to sleep. That kind of feeling, uneasiness. We never talk. We are, great. And we are always smiling. How are you, this, that. But inside is those things, you know. So now it is this somebody told me and somehow I liked it because this what you call sepia is with red, a lot of red, and he said it is the earth full of blood. It is Christophe Atabekian whom I said, and then there is this this mouse on the left.
It's good you say it's a mouse because it
is a mouse.
A woman's mouse.
Yes, people think it is, it can be a, I don't know what people think, many things, but not a mouse. Anyhow, when I saw this woman playing didgeridoo.
Well, what is this?
Long thing from the Aborigines.
Ah, that's it, yeah.
And it is a... c'est un instrument avant, a wind instrument. And the wind instrument is life, you know. And to play that, you have to do circle, you know. You never stop the breathing, you know. And on the next side is our tombs from the cemetery of Yashi. You say in American, Yashi. Which is a city in Romania, from where my family is. And I went last year to film that. And there is no more Jews there. So nobody is there to take care of the tombs. I mean, they pay a woman, but the cemetery has 200,000 tombs. How can she do anything? You know, some American is coming, giving a tip, and so. So because there were earthquakes, because of many things, the, comment, les stèles,
tombstones.
The tombstones have fallen down. And of course, there are parts where they are there, but all like this. But I didn't want to film them because it has been filmed a lot. And when I saw that, it reminded me of minimal sculpture, American sculpture. It reminded me of sarcophage. And I did the same editing, like for the Mirador. And so people see trains in it. I never thought. But honestly, while I was filming, I heard a train passing, and I thought, I cannot put that in the sound. It is too much, you know. But that's why also I hear trains forever. Mm. That is how I feel, you know. I cannot do anything. I don't want to speak about the camps. When I face history, there is no fog anymore.